It's night time here in Spain, where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Enjoying, of course, moving into 2018. We're going to talk today about Spanish succession and gift tax, and that affects everyone who lives here. So let's see if there are any changes for this year. So nice to speak to you again, Bill. First of all, can you remind us when succession and gift tax is due? And are the rates and allowances set by the state or local autonomous communities?
Yeah, it's probably a very good time starting a new year. Remember, just as a slight preamble, that the changes to the 2018 general budget, which were proposed on the 29th of September, haven't really moved ahead very fast. Now, in terms of succession and gift tax and whether it affects you, if you live in Spain, then the chances are that your heirs, or perhaps even you individually, will be hit by Spanish succession and gift tax. And additionally, many British nationals also remain in the UK inheritance tax net by continuing to be UK domiciles. Being non-UK resident, I mean just a resident of Spain, is not enough to escape UK inheritance tax, and yet at the same time, being resident of Spain is enough to engage you in the Spanish succession tax net. Now, whilst the Spanish succession and gift tax are both taxes on inheritances and gifts, there are quite a number of differences. So if you'll bear with me, Howard, it's worth going through these differences as to how the two taxes apply. And sometimes the Spanish tax rules can come as a surprise to many. Spanish succession and gift tax is due when assets are being inherited or gifted, and that those assets are located in Spain, even if the recipient lives abroad. So you might have, for example, a substantial holiday home in Spain, and you may live in the United Kingdom. However, that asset being in Spain puts it under the regime of Spanish succession and or gift tax. Now, secondly, if the recipient of a gift or inheritance is a resident of Spain, even if the assets are outside of Spain, once again, that can engage you in quite significant Spanish succession tax liabilities. For example, if a retired couple who have expatriated to Spain and become resident there inherit from their parents, let's say, and indeed may have paid inheritance tax in the UK, that inheritance is also liable to Spanish succession tax, and there isn't any tax relief, as it were, under the UK-Spain double tax treaty. There is a form of unilateral relief, but it requires negotiation between you and the two tax authorities, which is a long-winded and sometimes costly process. And so it's a fairly complex area. The key considerations concerning Spanish succession and gift tax, and the succession and gift tax is governed by both the state, who set a base rate, and the regional autonomous community, who have their own freedom to set individual rules within each community area, and they can amend the state rules accordingly. So looking at the state rules doesn't really tell us the whole story. We need to know in which autonomous community you live before we can determine whether or not and at what level you might be liable to Spanish gift or succession tax. Now, the state or the regional autonomous community rules apply for each case, depending on where the beneficiary and the donor are resident and where the assets are also located. Unlike in the UK, where inheritance tax is actually payable by the estate of the donor, in Spanish succession and gift tax is actually paid by each of the recipients rather than the estate. So the beneficiary leaves an asset to Mr. A being the beneficiary, he has to pay the tax on that asset. Seems a much fairer way of doing it than the perhaps the UK system. And most importantly, and the thing that comes as a surprise to many British people, that spouses are not exempt from Spanish succession or gift tax, not totally exempt anyway. And if you leave, which is conventional, if you leave assets to your spouse, for example, you own the house in joint names and you leave your half to your spouse, that half is subject to consideration. And if the spouse then passes that whole asset on to the children when he or she dies, then succession tax will be due again on the second death. And remember that if you are asset rich, property rich maybe, and cash poor, and that the main asset that's to be taxed is not easily saleable, property, for example. Tax is to be paid at the time you inherit. Now, even if you don't have the funds available, there is often a six-month period for you to pay the tax after the inheritance, the death of the donor. And it is possible in some circumstances to apply for an extension in certain cases, but different deadlines apply to lifetime gifts. If, for example, unless you're exempted by regional rules, if you own a property equally in joint names with your spouse, when you die and leave your 50% share to your husband or wife, they will have to pay succession tax on this 50%. And at a later stage, when the whole asset is passed on to the children, perhaps, or other beneficiaries, then Spanish succession tax will be payable again for the second time on the half share that's already had tax paid on it. So, you know, it's a complex area, and one that in honestly is probably the most, I mean, despite the regional allowances, which we can come to in a moment, perhaps, yeah. Spanish succession tax is one of the most pernicious in Europe, with rates rising in the case of gifts to not unrelated people. You make a, if I, Howard, were to leave you, and I'm not planning to do so, Howard, but if I were to leave you assets on my death, sorry to disappoint you, because you and I are unrelated in any way, you fall into the highest category, and the rates of tax can rise in those circumstances to 84%.
So in fact, you'll be doing me a favour by not letting it.
You wouldn't want to end up with 16% of the value of anything I leave.
No. I mean, it's ironic, really, when you think about it. Were there any changes at a state level for this year on succession tax?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the Spanish central government was meant to approve the 2018 general budget back in September last year. However, due to the situation in Catalonia, the political instability and the lack of sufficient support to pass the budget, as the government does not have a majority, they decided in their wisdom to postpone the date to debate the budget at the Spanish Parliament some months ago. Now, as at early January, there was no new budget approved, so therefore the 2017 budget has been automatically extended until the 2018 budget is approved. The Spanish government has a desire to approve the new budget shortly, but in the political circumstances at the moment, now they still require support from the minor political parties, which is crucial for that step. And additionally, you know, one of the representatives, as you might expect from the Basque political party, the PNV, whose support is essential for the budget approval, has recently said that they don't believe the political climate is at this point in time. This is not the moment to pass the budget due, they say, to the political crisis still continuing in Catalonia. Yeah. So it's reasonable to think that the process of the 2018 budget could take some time before they actually get to reach agreement.
Get round to it. So then we mentioned the key local areas. Can we start with Andalusia and then move on to Murcia and then the Valencia community?
Yeah, it's incredible. Andalusia has always been overtly, at any rate, reasonably generous, I feel, in the way in which it treats inheritances. On the 1st of January, the new regional budget for Andalusia came into being, despite the lack of the state budget. And there were some relevant changes, if you like, for succession and gift tax. That this tax reform is particularly targeted to benefit, if you like, middle class families and people with disabilities. It's a politically motivated course of action, perfectly justified, I'm sure, but obviously politicians often have to look at these things from a political perspective. The aim really of the Andalusian changes are to try and protect the close family from the tax, that is to say ascendants, your parents, and descendants, your children, and indeed more especially perhaps your spouse, especially on death. Now, in spite of the new rules, the taxation on lifetime gifts will still remains more expensive than the tax on inheritances in Andalusia. So, you know, you can pass assets at your death, and I presume the Spanish government do not consider death to be a tax planning technique. And as a consequence, the tax rates are much lower than they are on gifts. There is a new reduction, if you like, in Andalusia, the relatives reduction and the main home reduction. Now there is a new reduction applicable to that taxable base. It means that you can have a reduction of up to 1 million euros for inheritances only, not for gifts. And it's important, I think, to note that there isn't a limit in the taxable base in order to apply these new rules. But the benefit of these changes are such that the wealthier the beneficiary, the less these concessions will apply. So if you're leaving assets to your children who in their own right have significant or reasonable wealth, then these new allowances won't apply at the highest levels, and there will be a sliding scale reducing down their allowances so that as they are wealthier, they will have to pay greater amounts of tax.
That seems quite logical, no?
It does seem logical unless you're a beneficiary whose parents have already paid tax on half the assets once and now they're paying this tax on the same half of the assets again. You know, it is a pernicious tax. I mean, I there's no question here that if you really want to avoid the worst implications of this, you have really got to sit down and do some serious planning because, and I've said this so many times, Howard, it probably sounds boring to you and hopefully to listeners who've heard it before. But, you know, this is almost, in a sense, a voluntary tax in that if you don't plan to avoid it, you're literally volunteering to pay it.
Yeah. So can we move on then to Murcia? I believe there's been a succession of tax reform there as well.
There has been some changes in Murcia. It's actually not the best of news, but it's good news. Murcia have approved their 2018 regional budget, including succession and gift tax. There's a 99% exemption for individuals falling into Group 1 and Group 2. Those are ascendants, descendants and spouses. Both on death and on lifetime gifts. Now, you ask yourself, don't you, what is the point of having a 99% exemption and therefore applying only 1% of those assets? Really, this is about asset tracking. You have to report the inheritance, even though there's a massive exemption, and that enables the Spanish tax authority to know where the assets have gone, so that in the future they will know on the disposal or inheritance of those assets there may still be some tax to collect. So, you know, we waited a long time for some of this, but nonetheless, this is pretty good news. There isn't really any other relevant news for, you know, income or wealth tax because the rates and allowances are the same as they were in the past. And these changes, this 99% exemption and the continuation of it, will apply from the 1st of January this year.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Valencia community? Any changes for this year there?
The Comunidad Valenciana, there are no succession or gift tax changes for that community for 2018, and the rules and regs remain exactly the same as they were in 2017.
Okay.
I mean, just to cover one more point, Howard.
Yeah.
You know, look, I don't want to overplay this, but Spanish succession and the gift taxes affects pretty much everyone living in or living in Spain or owning assets here. I mean, the state didn't make any changes, for example, in Valenciana. But there are reforms at a local level which make inheritances and gifts more expensive tax-wise, particularly gifts. From January in 2017, just over 12 months ago, civil partners, which is, you know, that known locally as Unions de Hecho, they're now recognised with the same rights in Valenciana for succession and gift tax purposes as married couples. And so therefore they now come into Group 2 for inheritances and lifetime gifts, which means there are more allowances, there are lower rates, if they are registered as Unions de Hecho and they meet all of the requirements of that registration. So, you know, it's worth bearing in mind if you are living in a common law relationship and you're living in the Comunidad Valenciana, you need to register your relationship to get the advantages that would otherwise apply if you were married.
It is a bit of a minefield, isn't it, Bill?
It is, and it's also true, when I say, you know, unions de hecho, it rather sounds like we're talking about same-sex relationships. This applies to heterosexual relationships,
yes,
where marriage hasn't occurred.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can register that relationship. I mean, I know there have been some ridiculous stories coming out in other parts of Europe where similar legislation has been introduced, where I've just heard, just last week, of a man an 82-year-old man in Ireland whose 66-year-old friend who's been caring for him for 15 years and who the 82-year-old man wished to leave the property to as a thank you, couldn't do so because there was so much Irish succession tax to pay, in which case he's now married his carer. that it's not a same-sex relationship, it's just the same gender relationship, but it does mean that in doing so, there won't be any succession tax.
Nice story.
Strange.
Finally then, Bill, do you have any advice for listeners on their own succession tax planning and how to protect their heirs from this tax?
Yeah, well, I hope that what has been a brief 10-minute discussion on one of the most complicated and punitive areas of Spanish taxation will encourage people to think more deeply about how they go forward from here. It's always a subject, a death duty is always a subject for tomorrow, of course it is, and I understand why. But I have seen too many miserable events take place after the death of a breadwinner, which have led to masses of tax being paid, which could easily have been avoided or reduced significantly by advance action. And I would encourage anybody who has assets in Spain, whether you're resident or not, to sit down and talk to a knowledgeable, skillful advisor who can guide you through this minefield to ensure that in the event of an inheritance or indeed a transfer of assets by gift, that you don't end up with half or even less of what was intended for you, simply because you might fall liable to both Spanish succession tax and indeed UK inheritance tax. So beware.
How can people get in touch with you, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, if you are interested to talk to somebody about it, I know that the staff at Blevins Franks will be very pleased to hear from you. You can go to the website, www.blevinsfranks.com. There's a list in there of all of the local offices, indeed all of the partners who work for the business are included. If you contact the office nearest to you, I am absolutely sure that someone will contact you with information that you will find of interest, and it may be that that one call could save you hundreds of thousands of euros in tax, if not millions for some people.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk in Spain at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.